You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast from March 24th. Let's talk about Murray Gold. If I have any disappointments over the upcoming fifth series of Doctor Who, it's that Murray Gold, the composer for the first four series, will not apparently be returning. And it's a shame, because I think he was a big reason for the show's success. You never get a second chance to make a first impression, and for millions of people, the first impression they got of Rose in the first episode of 2005 was of Murray Gold's music. That's before any of the graphics or any of the images had a chance to register. It was an audio impression, a meaty orchestral arrangement of the classic Doctor Who theme, and then a modern energetic song, Westminster Bridge, that played over a London cityscape. Murray Gold's got a lot of gifts. One of them is a gift for infusing energy into even the most ordinary or mundane actions, like typing on a keyboard. He can make that the most exciting thing in the world. But an even more important gift is his boldness and his confidence. And that was so important because a lot of the people watching this show were skeptical. They had no idea whether the show could or should be revived. His music was bold and confident enough to say, this show is back, and it is not going anywhere. It is going to be operatic. It will be emotional. It will be painful. It will be exhilarating. And you're coming along for the ride. Give him some credit for the success of the show. If you need proof, I assure you, I have never sounded more awesome than I do with a Murray Gold soundtrack. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. I'll be back in a few days with my thoughts on the Hugos. Stephen Moffat, Russell T. Davies, One Must Stand, One Must Fall.